There are times that I see a headline and I just think to myself, we are losing it as people. There's absolutely no perspective whatsoever. When I see a headline like the one I'm about to read you, all I can think is, if this is the thing that ruins your day, if this is the thing that the troops aren't coming home, the children are going to show up dead, if this is the thing that equates to all of that, we're lost. I mean, holy S. I can't imagine if a real problem actually happened. It's the Matrix. It's the Matrix. Instagram, this was back on December 27th that this story broke. Instagram quietly started testing a new horizontally scrolling feed for some users, one that flips the vertically scrolling feed that's been the norm for the app since it first launched, and turns it sideways, offering a story-style feed. People lost their crap. I mean, they took to Twitter, they took to Facebook. Oh my God, the world is over. Instagram has changed. I'm deleting my account. Now, can I just, first of all, why do people feel the need to announce I'm deleting my account? It's just another, oh, look at me, look at me. Nobody cares. Don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out. I certainly don't care. Don't care. Just leave. If you're going to leave, leave. Don't announce it. Just quietly leave. No, everybody wants to be the guy in the audience that stands up and walks out disgusted. And then they do it for completely stupid reasons. Instagram temporarily changed to try out a new feature to see how it would go. And people lost their minds. There are people on Twitter going, I'm done with Instagram. There are people on Facebook. Instagram, holy crap, I think they've been bought by Activision. Because look at this bad idea. Guys, this is the Matrix, okay? None of this is real. Without your phone, without a tablet, without a computer, you cannot physically pick up and hold Instagram. Outside of technology, Instagram doesn't exist. You know what exists? Your kids, they exist. Your mother, your father, they exist, unless they passed away. My condolences if that's the case. These are things that are physically tangible. A device that you hold in your hand that does neat little magic tricks is not real. And then when you start flipping out over this matrix that has been created, that, by the way, we're all just giving into, hey, oh boy, hey, I want to live in an imaginary world. You're supposed to grow over that stuff when you're a child. And this is the whole problem with our society right now. This is, people say it's politics. No, it's not politics. It's people don't live in reality anymore. The way you act online and the way you act in real life are completely different animals. Okay? Half the stuff people say in a public setting, they would never say. Let me rephrase that. Half the things that people say, most of the things people say in a virtual setting, they would never say in the real world. Ever. Why? Well, because you get punched. Sad but true, nobody gets punched online. Why? How are you going to find them? And everybody instinctively knows that. People let their ugly side out online because they can get away with it. So let's review. We've created a matrix where egomania and narcissism are pretty much the rule of the land. There are a few good people on there. I'm not saying there aren't, but because there is no barrier to what you can say, and because I can go and comment on a USA Today story anywhere I want and, you know, swear and act like a punk, and my friends and family that I actually see in real life will never see it, boy, I can really let loose. And shame on you if you're sitting here thinking, oh, I've never thought that, after you just got finished firing off a hateful response to a CNN story. All the liberals are going to get shot. Civil war is coming. Uh-huh. Yeah, Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You can't justify it just because it's your side doing it, by the way. You can't. All right. The only way you win this is start behaving like an adult. All right. The last 15 years, the internet has brought us the ugly side, the side that people used to hide. You know, you used to be you'd throw a temper tantrum, break a window, pop a tire. But now you have an outlet and you can say, yeah, now people will know I'm mad. I mean, true. They're complete strangers. I don't know who any of them are, but they'll know I'm mad. Yeah. You couldn't tell your next door neighbor who voted opposite of you. Oh, boy, are you a complete piece of crap. Let's fight. Because fist fights hurt. Getting punched hurts. But words, they only really ruin self-esteem. So you could go online and tell your neighbor off, and that's great. But what did it accomplish? You know, nobody's going to convince anybody else to change sides. We're beyond that at this point. And the reason is because it's the Matrix. I mean, people flipped out about a program, about an app. There's wars going on. There's Kim Jong-un. There's, you know, China. There's ISIS. There's all these things that are real world problems. And oh my God, they changed Instagram. That's what you sound like. That's what you sound like. You know what I do if I open up my favorite app and they've changed it? If I really hate it that much, I don't use it anymore. Done it a number of times. All right, I use Mastodon more than I use Facebook now. Why? Facebook sucks. There's no point in going and posting my anger and disgust in it because nobody's gonna care. Nobody's gonna care. Oh, you hate Facebook? Yeah, I had a cheeseburger today. That's what you're gonna get for a response. We need to start using a little perspective, looking at the things that are actually important rather than sitting here and oh my God, the world is ending. Instagram changed. Oh my gosh, Facebook switched the newsfeed around. It's their friggin' program. You can't pretend to claim ownership on a program somebody else wrote and has the rights to. They can do whatever they want. They can turn it into a giant pink teddy bear if they want to. You can do nothing. You don't even technically have the right to complain about a free service, really? Instagram's free, Facebook's free, and you're going to go on and bitch? Hey, you don't have the right to change the program you designed because I'm on here not paying for it. Yeah.
New York, London,
Philadelphia,
Japan,
Chicago,
Paris,
San Francisco,
Tijuana,
Los Angeles, California.
The Vince Wild Show.